We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum. We're talking about Riley, Kansas, 100 years ago. Of course, Riley was set to celebrate its 150th, also known as the sesquicentennial this year, but COVID-19 has pushed that back to next year, so they'll do a 150 plus one, which I think that'll still be kind of fun. It'll be a unique celebration next year. And it's kind of fascinating to go back and look and kind of see what towns look like 100 years ago, because, you know, that's a good, you know, 100 years is a good measuring stick, I think, for a lot of folks. And let's talk about the community house in Riley and what that looked like.
Well, they built a 600-seat community house, or open, shall I say, community house, because in 1920, the community, the Riley Band, raised the money and bought the old Riley Hotel, put in the 600-seat community house. So that was a big, big thing. And they had a big grand opening in May of 1920, which was multi-day. On the 17th, which was Monday night, they had a band concert and musical. And then on Tuesday night, they had the operetta Cinderella and a musical burlesque, which I'm pretty sure that's not the kind of burlesque that, you know, had clothes taking off. It was more other sorts of entertainment.
Okay.
On Wednesday, they had the moving pictures and the band music. And I'll mention that our fellow that owned the moving picture cameras or projectors in Riley, Mr. Robinson, had bought another projector. So he had two projectors, which meant you didn't have to have an interval between the first and second reel, so you could have continuous movie. And the newspaper bragged that Riley was one of the smallest towns in the state that could enjoy that in their movies. So Moving Picture Day on Wednesday, May 19th, was a big thing. And then they had band music that night as well. Then kind of the highlight was on Thursday, May 20th, and that is the day that A.K. Lundgren flew his plane into Otto Kleiner's pasture. They had a landing strip there, evidently. And they gave airplane flights. And then that evening, the Riley County High School had their commencement. So, and of course, A.K. Lundgren was the Riley Countyan who built the first successful airplane in Kansas. And he built that at Topeka. So I assume that he was flying over from Topeka. Then on Friday, May 21st, they had a home talent play from Green, Kansas, called An Old-Fashioned Mother. And then on Saturday, May 22nd, they had the airplane flights again, and then they also had moving pictures and a band concert. So it was a big, big week when they opened the community house in Riley.
Sounds like it. And I imagine, you know, flight back then was pretty young. Were people eager to get on an airplane at that time?
Yes, I think it was really a highlight. And if you think about it, it wasn't that long since the first air flight was even held. So this was really kind of cutting edge. And it was especially interesting because a homegrown boy was the one that brought the plane in, and he had built that plane.
Interesting. Well, that's fun, and obviously the Chautauquas that they had one in 1920, as I understand, and Riley wasn't the only one. There was quite a few.
Yeah, Chautauqua was a big entertainment, and in August of 1920, Riley did host a Chautauqua. They also had Chautauqua that year at Clay Center, Leonardville, and Randolph. So you could go to a lot of those if you had the money and time. Lots of really interesting programs. The one in Riley went from August 12th to August 14th and had highlights like the Stafford Family Orchestra, a lecture by Professor Ben Rohan on the Land of Opportunities. The Lowry Concert Company had a novelty entertainment. I'm not sure what a novelty entertainment was. Another lecture by J.C. Sanders on under the dog. I'm not sure what that is. They had a Gertrude Wright, a reader, monologist, and impersonator. A lot of different sorts of entertainment, such as the Handel Choir. So that would be more highbrow entertainment, and then you'd have the novelty entertainment would probably be more light. And so they tried to appeal to the interests of a wide scope of audience.
Wow, interesting. So lots of different things then for the whole family.
Were
these popular?
And those were the outside entertainments. The school system also brought in a lyceum of four programs, and you would buy a ticket and then get to go to the four programs, and that was outside speakers or entertainment. But there was lots of homegrown entertainment, too, and those things centered around the churches and the schools. And churches would have lots of social events and programs and things of that sort. And the schools had lots of that, especially at holiday time. For instance, in 1920, they had a Halloween entertainment and carnival. And that was at the school building at Riley. And they did have it on October 31st. And I thought it was interesting. They said the entertainment from 8 until 9 will consist of stunts in the various rooms by the different classes. And they listed those. The freshmen had Black Cat Fortunes, 6 for 5 cents. Sophomores, Songs of the Ghosts, admission 5 cents. Juniors, Fortune Brings Luck, admission 5 cents. And the seniors had some long word, trail, admission 5 cents. So I'm not sure what some of those things were. They had a men's volleyball game, Fats versus Leans, and I don't know if they had the teams pre-picked to Fats and Leans or what. So there was lots and lots of great entertainment.
That would have been fun to watch some of that stuff, especially the outfits they probably wore for sports. Probably not dressing like we would dress today with shorts and T-shirts.
Well, I think the men's volleyball game, Fats versus Leans, was mainly a comedy entertainment. They, of course, had lots of food at this Halloween party. They listed popcorn balls, pumpkin pies, sandwiches, and coffee, and that was served in one of the grade school rooms before and after the program. So lots and lots and lots of interesting things to do. They would have Christmas programs as well, and then just the regular plays and band concerts and all of those sorts of things.
All right. I imagine these Chautauquas were popular community events that people could easily go to locally, probably not a lot from around the state.
The school events, of course, were mainly local. Oh. Chautauqua, I think, would draw from sort of a regional area, depending on the entertainments that they brought in. I was interested that having them in Clay Center, Leonardville, and Randolph, I think that meant that they were probably less widespread regional, because when they would have them in each of those areas, they probably had their own draw.
I'm probably similar to like what we'd have our traditional fair, you think?
Yes, okay. I think very much like that. And of course, Riley had a big fair for many, many years, from the 1880s. And I think that lasted up until pretty close to Depression years. So it wasn't in 1920. I did not run across it in 1920, but I think they had it for a pretty long time. I'll have to research that a little bit more, okay. The Riley Fair.
Yeah, we're speaking with Cheryl Collins here, Riley County Historical Museum Director. It's about 9:30. I'll tell you what, let's take another break. We'll come back and talk about some more of the fun stuff from Riley 100 years ago. You're listening to News Radio KMAN's In Focus.